Letters to Daniel, Volume 2.
Almighty and most merciful Father, we humbly beseech thee of thy great goodness to restrain this immoderate weather with which we've had to contend. Grant us fair weather for battle. Graciously hearken to us as soldiers who call upon thee, that armed with thy power, we may advance from victory to victory and crush the oppression and wickedness of our enemies and establish thy justice among men and nations. Amen.
Letter 6-7. Dream. Potato Man. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the first month, on the 16th day of the first month.
Chapter 3. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith. But they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Dear Dan, I wasn't going to write this down, but the Lord said otherwise and wanted me to send this to you pronto. Otherwise, I'm still on break time. 16 January 2012. Last night I had a dream. I dreamed that I was in Redmond, Washington, on the sidewalk outside an old diner. This diner had been around for a long time and for over 10 years was the only 24-hour place in Redmond, Kirkland. It was called the Hotel Cafe. There was a commotion inside and a long line of people waiting to see something. I walked in and asked someone why they were in line and was informed that they were waiting to see the Potato Man. He had taken up a place in the reserved dining room. In order to see the Potato Man, one had to have an access card. These cards were the exact same paper cards as those used by Starbucks in their stores to offer free music downloads from iTunes. The next thing I know, I have a dozen or more of these cards in my hand. I bypass the line and go directly into the reserved dining room where the potato man is. I then know several things at once. First, the man looks like an old-time Pentecostal preacher with older clothes. He is taller than the crowd and somewhat overweight. Second, I know that he is offering good food, hence the name Potato Man. But one must pay for this good food by willingly being deceived with a false gospel. There were a lot of people lined up for their meal of deception. Third, I know what I must do. I raise both of my hands and begin praying in a tongue unknown to the enemy. I pray like this for some time, knowing that the potato man is being overcome by the word of God. End of dream. Note: in other dreams I have had, where an evil spirit is revealed, I have awakened feeling like I have been run over by a 10-ton truck. Not this time. I actually felt good for a change. While I was thinking about this dream, before I wrote it down, I wondered about the significance of the potato. I was answered with the knowledge that the potato is a root vegetable and is used by many as a dietary foundation. Meat and potatoes. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.